Welcome to the But You're Wrong podcast. I'm Greg DiNicola.
I'm Keith Padilla.
Make sure you check us out every Wednesday, every Saturday on iTunes and Stitcher Radio.
Be sure to check out But You're Wrong Facebook page, facebook.com/ButYou'reWrong. Please give us a like on there and follow us on Twitter at BYW Podcast.
And on YouTube at youtube.com/BYW Podcast. If you like Keith, make sure you check him out on the Amazon Kindle Marketplace. We now join the But You're Wrong podcast, already in progress.
So just, oh my god.
Just Sue and Joe are just right across the street.
I'd probably kill them. I've never really had a buffer zone. And I still wouldn't.
So then, you know, you go down to Texas, you're meeting some women, you're bringing them home, and then your mom's like, I noticed someone leaving this morning.
It's a little early for someone to be over, don't you think?
It looked like she was wearing her going out clothes. Who goes out like that on a Sunday morning? People should be in church. Don't you think, Gregory?
Yeah.
And you're like, Mom, I just, oh, forget it. If you want to have this conversation, come over. What? No, I wouldn't feel comfortable. All right, then just shut up.
Just leave me alone.
That would be fantastic. And then, if you get a roommate and you're throwing like crazy parties, your parents are like living across the streets and they're just like, oh God, he's having another one of those parties again. Your dad calls the cops on you.
it'd be even better if they just tried to show up.
Oh yeah.
Like they came over and they're just like, you know, they bring like some really dumb beer over. My dad shows up with like fucking, I don't know. What's a dumb beer?
Milwaukee's Best.
Milwaukee's Best is dumb. No, you know what's a dumb beer? Ice House?
I've never heard of Ice House.
You've never heard of Ice House?
No.
Yes, that is a dumb beer. I have never had it, but I've seen it like a couple times. It's very dumb.
I feel like he would get something and be like, that's what the kids are drinking these days, right? No, you know what he would do? He would get PBR.
PBR, oh yeah, because all the hipsters drink.
Yeah, because he would be like, this is what the cool kids are drinking.
Yeah. Or so he'd just get Schlitz and be gross.
I can imagine your parents in the liquor store before they go. And it'd probably be like a Halloween party too.
Oh.
So your mom made your dad dress up as Spencer for Hire. So your dad's in a Robert Hero costume, and your mom's just young Sue. That's her costume. So they're looking at all the refrigerators, and he's like, I think, you know what? I'm going to get PBR. I've seen that a lot. A lot of kids are drinking that these days.
The kids are drinking it. I think it's bad, but whatever. It doesn't matter what I think.
Yeah.
I'm going to show up, and the kids are going to love me.
Your mom's like, look, either get Boston Lager or Coors Light.
Yeah, exactly. Just get what you usually get.
I'm pretty sure he wants the Coors Light. No. It'll be the PBR.
Yeah.
Greg already likes us. We got to get his friends to like him. Wait, what?
Oh. It would be something.
That would be a reality show.
And that would be a great show. I mean, kind of. I don't know. It would be at my expense, I guess, but it would still be pretty awesome.
It'd be one of those things where you're like, all right, now I'm making a shitload of money from this TV show, so it's okay.
Yeah, I would definitely deal with the torture.
Like, I was thinking about this the other day. Duck Dynasty. You've watched it, I'm assuming.
Yes.
All right. Would the brothers, like the brothers, I'm sure, would hang out themselves all the time.
Yeah.
And they would probably include the other guy. There's like one or two other guys that aren't in the family that work at the place too. One's like Goodwin or something. And then I think there's another guy that appears sometimes that works in the, command center, wherever they call that, the Duck Command Center, whatever.
Yeah. The Duck Commander warehouse thingy.
Yeah. But do you think they really want to spend that much time hanging out with Uncle Si?
You're probably right. I mean, he's funny, but if you're related to him and you've been dealing with that shit your whole life or whatever, and like, you probably wouldn't hang out with Uncle Si that much.
Cause the thing is, they don't hang out with the dad that much.
The dad is not as funny.
Exactly. They don't hang out with the dad as much, but I feel like they would want to hang out with the dad more than Uncle Si.
Cause it's the dad.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, no, you're right, but.
But for the sake of the show. TV
show. Right, the writers are probably like, you gotta hang out with Uncle Si because obviously he gets crazy ratings.
Yeah, cause he's the only reason that I watch that show.
Right, he's really. Him and Willie are the two best parts. See, I like Willie.
I really like Chase. Or Jace.
Chase? You know, I'm not a big Jace fan.
Really?
I'm not that crazy about him. I don't know. It just, he comes off a little, I don't know. There's something about him, I'm not crazy about him.
See, I like him because I feel like his personality and his view on things is very similar to ours.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. That's true. No. And like the thing is, all right, here's the thing. I think that in personal life, like if I were to meet him, I think we would be like best buds. Yeah. I don't necessarily find watching him on the TV show that interesting though. Similar to the father. I think he's kind of like the father where I think me and the father would probably get along swimmingly. However, I don't find him to be that interesting.
Sorry, I'm just laughing because you said swimmingly.
Yeah, you like that?
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, as a part of the show, he's not that great. The father.
Yeah.
And then, so it's funny when he tries to teach his grandkids stuff though. Especially when he talks about, when he's trying to help the teenagers out and tell them not to have sex. That's pretty interesting. Yeah. But yeah. For the most part, you're just like, this is just weird. Like, there's a little side part where you're like, I don't even know why he's in this scene. But, see, I like Jace, cause he's occasionally like the voice of reason. Like, I'll be like, this is ridiculous. And then he'll pop in and be like, this is ridiculous. And I'm like, thank you, Jace, that's what I'm saying. But, yeah. But Uncle Si is really the reason to watch the show.
Absolutely. He's hilarious.
The first time I think I actually watched the show was when they were making the duck blind out of the caravan. Or as we would probably say, like the camper. But I said caravan because I watched too much Top Gear.
Yeah.
but they were making that and he was talking about his Tupperware glass. And how he always carries like three things with him. Or he carries two things with him. A jug of sweet tea, this glass, and a weapon. And they're like, what about the Bible? Or, no, the third thing was the Bible. And then they're like, what about a weapon? He goes, and a weapon. All right, four things. And they're like, do you ever wash that glass? And he goes, yeah, I wash it out all the time with bleach. And I'm like, bleach? Really?
I just love how often he brings shit up about Vietnam.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, you know, back in Nam.
he's basically a real life Walter.
Yeah. Every single thing that happens, he relates back to Vietnam. It's hilarious.
I like when he goes to, not back to school night, but like career day or something. And he starts telling the kids about Vietnam.
Oh my God. Yeah. So he's just like, you know, sometimes he's like, you go to sleep, you wake up and your friends are gone. He's like, we're walking through the jungle and a tiger just ate a guy. All the kids are just like horrified.
The other thing that I really liked was when they go to Hawaii, which I thought was really stupid, but
it was kind of dumb.
It reminded me of like when they were like, "Hey, Brady Bunch in Hawaii, let's go."
Yeah.
And you're just like, "All right, I guess we're going with this now."
Like, why not?
Yeah, and then like every couple years, like Full House went to Hawaii, and then so Uncle Jesse could hang out with the Beach Boys in Hawaii for some reason. But they're there, and then Psy comes out wearing a Detroit Tigers hat.
Yes.
And a red Hawaiian shirt, and he's like, "What? You said dress appropriately."
Yeah, I remember that now. Yeah, dress appropriately in the Tigers hat.
He was like, "Call me Magnum Psy." what an idiot. But yeah, I feel like they wouldn't hang out with him as much as they do.
Right. Like, he wouldn't come on every fucking trip to the supermarket or and shit, you know? Like,
yeah.
I mean, would they spend, like, Sunday with him? Yeah, maybe. You know, the whole family gets together, has dinner. I know they're big on that and all that shit. But it's like, every day? You wouldn't see him every day.
I feel like you would try to avoid every day. Like, yeah, you work with him, but I feel like you would try to avoid hanging out with him all the time. Because he doesn't spend that much time hanging out with the dad, and you feel like brothers, they would hang out more.
Yeah, it's true.
And like, sometimes they hang out and like they'll go hunting stuff together, but then they hang out with Psy a lot. Like, I was watching where they were racing lawnmowers, and like all of a sudden Psy's there, and they're just like, "What are you doing? Like, you're an idiot." And he was just like, "What? This is a praying mantis lawnmower. It's for a smooth ride." And they're just like, "What are you? This is a race."
Yeah, well, half the time, like, the dad won't even be there, and it's just Uncle Psy hanging out with the kids, which is funny, but you're like, I don't know about this.
this seems a little scripted to me.
It's a bit suspect, right?
Yeah.
Or at least this, yeah, I'm not even going to say that what they're saying is scripted, but the situation seems a bit scripted.
Oh yeah. I think the situation is definitely scripted, where they're like, "Look, we need more Psy."
Right. Which I get.
Yeah. It's understandable, but you're like, all right, like something's a little fishy here. But anyway, so I have an update for us. I meant to look up which episode it was. Do you remember where we talked about the woman who hid the gun in her vagina?
Oh, yes. Ye old pocket pussy. Pussy pocket. No, fuck. Never mind. Pussy pistol.
Yes. The pocket pussy is, actually a sex toy, I think.
Oh, you're right. Pocket pussy is a sex toy.
If it's not, it will be.
It should be. Keith Bidella, copyright.
Patent pending. let's see. Chrissy Dawn Harris. So we'll recap real quick here. If you didn't listen to the episode. And again, it was pre-centennial. I know that much.
Yeah, definitely.
But I don't remember. Let's see if I can find it real quick. Episode. Oh, wow. It was way back in 77. Episode 77, not the year 77.
Yeah. I was like, I don't think so.
If it was in the 70s, it would make a little more sense. There was a search of a Toyota Yaris that she was in with another woman. We don't know what they were doing. But they were arrested. A drug dog was like, "Hey, you should check out this vehicle." And then they found meth and drug paraphernalia, and they found a semi-automatic gun and a loaded magazine. And then when she was on her way back to the jail, she kept saying that she had to go to the bathroom. And then during processing, they had her, stripped down, and then they were like, "Hey, something's, something's coming out of her vagina there. And then she was like, I'm on my period. And they were like, that's not a tampon.
Bullshit.
So it was a 5-shot revolver with live rounds in the gun. So she was arrested and charged with, possession of methamphetamine with intent to distribute, gun possession, and bringing contraband into jail. Well, she's been sentenced. And guess how long she is in jail for sticking a gun in her vagina?
She's been sentenced. What was the actual sentencing? What's the actual crime then?
She's serving everything concurrently, but the crime was bringing contraband into jail.
Okay.
The gun in the vagina.
You don't. She tried to argue that that was probably the fault of the cops for not having found it.
Oh, no. She pled no contest.
Oh, okay.
So she just, she was good with it.
Yeah, but she's...
Guess how long they sentenced her to serve in jail for it?
6 months.
Oh, no, sir. Oh, no.
Oh, no?
No. 25 years.
What? 25 years?
Now, she was sentenced to... 25 years on the other two counts also. And she's serving them concurrently. So it's just 25 years, period. But specifically for a gun in the vagina and bringing it into jail, 25 years.
Holy crap. But, I mean, listen. I have a pretty harsh sense of justice. I'm really not one to feel bad for people as far as criminals go and whatnot. But I gotta say, I find that to be a little harsh. That to me seems like a little much.
Yeah, I'm wondering if he did it because the other counts were 25 years.
I figured just make it all even?
Yeah, just everything 25 years.
Make it square?
Yeah. Now, her date of birth is 85, so she's our age, basically.
Yeah.
So, she has spent, by the time she gets out, she will have spent half of her life in jail because of gun possession, distributing drugs, and having a gun in the vagina.
Do you think it was a small gun? You think she just has a really big pussy?
Well, I think we're trying to figure it out. It looks like a small gun is what we were going with last time.
Oh, yay. Oh, did this particular topic came up? I forget.
Yeah, we talked specifically about how big the gun was and how big her vagina was.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that seems like something we'd talk about.
Cause we figured that she couldn't have a huge vagina, otherwise the gun would fall out.
Oh, yeah. Really floppy lips and everything.
Yeah. I'm trying to see if there's anything about parole. I'm not seeing it.
And I'm sorry. What state was this in again?
Oklahoma.
Okay. Now I see where that harsh justice is coming in.
There's a whole... So breakdown on this. We're not going to dive back into this because the reason I found this out was also because, in the great state of Oklahoma, there is another man who was recently arrested on a Sunday morning. Mark Gregory Valdez. No, not Valdez. This is two A's. Valdez.
Valdez? Yeah, Valdez.
Valdez. Yeah, I guess so. Okay. I usually think of Valdez as just being Valdez, but there's an A in the middle, right?
Valdez?
That's what I was. Yeah. Okay. We'll go with that.
Yeah. Valdez. Okay. I guess. I don't know. That's weird.
Well, he was arrested Sunday morning, transported to an Oklahoma City jail, where he was only subjected to a pat down search and not made to go through a metal detector.
Stupid.
As a result of the lax screening, investigators allege Valdez, 33, got into the lockup with a Derringer pistol inside his body cavity.
I like how they, you know, just kind of try to class it up a little bit. Inside his body cavity.
Well, the first line, which I left out to build a little suspense, was a man had a loaded firearm hidden inside his rectum when he was booked into Oklahoma jail this weekend. And then the headline was cops, perp had loaded Derringer stashed in butt, so.
I can't imagine. I mean, obviously I can't imagine sticking a pistol in my ass. Especially loaded.
Well, yeah, it contained a single round. Investigators learn that Valdez, who lives in Wichita, Kansas, was carrying after he blabbed to other inmates that he had smuggled a weapon into the jail.
Well, good call, bud.
Hey, you know, I know what goes on in these prisons, so, you better. Yeah, you better not shoot me in the butt, or I'll shoot you. My butt will shoot you.
I brought a gun with a single bullet. Who does he think he is, Scaramanga?
The first guy that tries to fuck me gets shot. The second guy gets a gun thrown at his head. The third guy, I guess I'm all yours.
Now, do you think you got the whole thing in there?
I guess.
Cause you just, like, the shape of a gun. You know? Like, it'd be one thing if it was just straight all the way. But it'd be like trying to stick a boomerang in your ass.
Have you done that for comparison?
No.
Okay.
I'm just, come on. I'm assuming.
Yeah, it's awkward. I mean, a Derringer is small.
Yes.
But, I mean.
I don't know.
Let me put it this way. I get the feeling that he's had things in his butt before.
Yeah, you might be right. All right, I was just gonna say, even my smallest gun, I can't even imagine.
I mean, the other thing is that I'm wondering, I guess I didn't realize people still use a Derringer.
Yeah. I thought that kind of went the ways of like gangsters in the 30s.
Yeah. Like I think of that as like an old West, like early kind of mobster thing.
Yeah. Like first half of last century at the latest.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember. I feel like I saw something. And I don't remember what it was, like a movie or a TV show where the guy had a Derringer in his belt buckle.
Huh. If you were to say, oh, I saw a TV show and a guy had a Derringer and it was like nonfiction, I'd probably be like, was it like Pawn Stars or something?
Yeah.
You know, was some guy trying to sell an old Derringer?
Let's see. Hang on. I'm going to look this up because I feel like Derringers have been around forever. So let's find out.
Yep.
Wikipedia says.
I know admittedly almost nothing about them.
I just know they are very small.
Yeah.
They were frequently used by women.
I didn't know that, actually.
A famous 19th century maker of small pocket pistols was Henry Derringer, so we're in the 1800s right now. I guess there's a couple different versions. Oh, that's right. The single most famous Derringer used for this purpose was fired by John Wilkes Booth.
Oh, okay. Makes sense.
It doesn't say anything about, Oh, wait, okay. There's the Remington Derringer was sold from 1866 to 1935.
Okay. See that to me is the time frame, you know?
Oh, the Remington Derringer design is still in manufacture as of 2013.
Huh.
Okay, so I guess the original one was then. And then they're like, well, we'll still keep making it because people need really tiny guns.
I guess. I mean, I don't even know where you get such a gun.
I don't know. Apparently you can though.
I've never seen one.
Remington Model 95 over under double barrel Derringers were manufactured until 1935. Remington went bankrupt in 1881. I guess somebody bought it and then started making it again. But I guess maybe you can, otherwise he has a really old Derringer in his ass.
Huh. Yeah, it's all rusty and shit. Or if it wasn't before, it is now.
Yeah. I see, what I don't understand though is, like, I feel like, especially a Derringer, cause there's no, what do you call that? The trigger guard?
Oh yeah, right.
There's not one of those on a Derringer. So I feel like as you're shoving it in there, it's quite possible that you might accidentally pull the trigger.
Right.
Although I guess I'm assuming that they would put it in, you know, barrel first.
Ass first, so to speak.
Yeah. But maybe they don't. Maybe they put the handle. I don't know. I don't know. I can't fathom the mechanics of this. Cause it hooks. So yeah, you're right. It would be like a boomerang shoving in your ass.
Yeah.
I mean, a small boomerang, but still.
Right.
So, that's actually all we have today for the But You're Wrong podcast. I know. It's a bit disappointing. It was only like 27 minutes. But we're used to it, and don't feel special, because you're not the only one that's been disappointed by us. You know, we've been hearing that forever. But I want to thank you for listening, and if Keith were here too, he would also bid you adieu. But thanks for checking out the podcast, and remember, check out our Facebook and our Twitter for rules on our new contest. You can win some stuff, an Amazon gift card, some But You're Wrong related items, and some of Keith's books for free. It's a good deal. So remember, everyone, no regrets, and make sure you check the length of your file before you start editing it, because if it's only 27 minutes, it's probably not a full episode. Bye, everybody.